During Edwin's next visit, as they dragged the skiff up the rocks, Cole asked, "Why have I only seen the spirit bear once since coming back? I've seen plenty of tracks, but last time I was here, I saw it a bunch of times, especially after I got mauled." Edwin lifted a heavy box of supplies and headed toward the cabin. "At first, it was probably the bear's curiosity," he said. "Maybe after being mauled, you were invisible." "What do you mean, invisible?" Edwin didn't answer the question. "Have you finished your schoolwork?" he asked. Cole nodded and handed Edwin his completed lessons. "Any mail?" Edwin folded the homework into his jacket pocket. "There's been mail, but we're not allowing you any contact with the outside world. I can tell you this, Garvey said your mom calls him almost every day to ask how you're doing." Cole held back his emotions.
"I think of her, too."
"How's Dad?" Edwin shrugged. "After he was arrested, his lawyer got him released the same day. He never spent a single night in jail." "Will I ever have to live with him again?" Cole asked.
"I can't answer that question," Edwin said.
"How's Peter?"
"Not well.
Garvey says his bouts of depression keep getting worse. I wish I could help him somehow." Edwin turned and studied Cole.
"I think you're getting closer to understanding the secret of healing."
Entering camp, Edwin spotted the totem Cole was carving and walked over to see it. First, he examined the tapered butt of the log, then the half-carved eagle. His voice turned hard.
"It looks like you tried to carve a canoe."
Staring down at the ground and speaking almost in a whisper, Cole said,
"I started making a canoe, but I knew that was wrong. So I cut this deep groove so I couldn't try again. When I started carving the eagle, I finally slept good."
Cole ended up by telling about his eagle dance and what he had learned.
"Are you mad at me?" he asked. "I'm proud that you carved a totem and you were honest with me," Edwin said.
Cole paused.
"You said I wouldn't heal all the way until I discovered one thing. Can't you tell me what that is? I don't feel like I'm healing at all."
Edwin shook his head.
"You'll discover what it is when you're ready to understand."
"Then tell me this," Cole said. "What are totems for?"
"They tell ancestry," Edwin explained. "And they tell stories."
"But how come they mostly have animals?"
"Animals are symbols. Tlingit tribes have two divisions, the ravens and the wolves. Closely related members form smaller clans. I'm from the killer whale clan."
"I'm not Indian," Cole said. "Does that mean I can't carve a totem?" Edwin chuckled.
"Indians don't own the trees or the right to carve. Carve anything you want. Your totem is your story, your search, and your past. Everybody has their own. That's why you carve. That's why you dance the dances. That's why you live life, to discover and create your own story."
Cole listened quietly, then spoke. "I haven't created much of a story yet. I tried last week to dance the dance of anger, but I felt awkward, like I was pretending."
"You'll dance that dance when you're ready."
"When will that be?"
"You'll know,"